Here I am. It's George Tyabiter again. This is the last program of the year. Thank you. Thank you. I've been giving some, stump speeches over the last few weeks. I must say, doing some radio theater last week. And we shall bring back some more when we return. Perhaps young Tom Edison, played by Mr. Osmond's son, Orson, there.
Oh, he would be a very good...
He would be a very good young Tom Edison. Well, ladies and gentlemen, 2004 is about to be here, and it will bring the long march to Election Day. Now, as a former vice president, I was amused to watch former Veep Al Gore choose his favorite from among the Democratic pack, Dr. Dean, who is, I must say, only the second best vice presidential candidate, in my opinion. Now, here's the real situation. You see, Lieberman had been essentially already elected vice president and lost. Kucinich, obviously too revolutionary for a vice president. Sharpton, too absolutely cool. Just too pop culture for the job, you know. Kerry, well, John Kerry knows that Massachusetts senator is to Veep, as the Vienna Boys Choir is to Tiny Tim, and next to that. The senator with the nearly invisible name, John Edwards, totally forgettable, unfortunately, is way too hungry for the big time, not a candidate for vice. General Clark, of course, is too used to being general to be vice president. Gephardt, who? Carol Moseley Braun. Now, there's the logical vice presidential candidate. I'm sure everybody will agree with that. Reaction to the Gore endorsement was, of course, predictable. Senator Kerry read a book about Mrs. Bear to first graders in New Hampshire. Senator Lieberman was quick to claim the center, all of it, for himself. General Clark had to answer a lot of what-if questions about being Veep to Dean's Prez. Oh, it was a scene of petty, sound-biting self-interest so as to rile the blood and call for a cry of, not insane. Of course, on the other side of everything, White House strategists appeared to also be betting on Dr. Dean for president. Some said, Dean gets himself in trouble too often by shooting from the hip. There's irony for you. And accused him of being slow to clean up messes. Well, as you may have guessed, the White House is absolutely impervious and completely unironic place. Impervious to irony. Irony, you see, does not grease the wheels of Halliburton, does it? No. Well, on with the neocons and on to 2008, when we'll probably end up with the duel of the doctors as Dr. Dean returns to do battle with Dr. Frith. Why always do I want to say Dr. Filth when I read his name? Maybe then we'll get Carol Moseley Braun, or maybe Arnold. Well, my guess is as good as yours, and so keep on guessing, and happy holidays from George Tyabiter. Thank you so much.
George Tyabiter is running for vice president on the Natural Surrealist ticket.